Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big fella. Ah. You know, alcohol does not solve any problems.
Right.
But then again, neither does milk. All right?
You got a point.
I'm just saying.
Neither one of them.
Right. Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
I gotta beg to differ.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Milk does solve problems?
A good, nice, healthy cup of buttermilk soothes your belly just right here and now.
Well, I was thinking more like milk and some homemade cookies.
Oh, well, that solves,
solves all the problems.
All the problems.
Oh, yep.
Now we're on to something.
All right, here we go.
What do you got?
You're ready? It was an emotional wedding. Even the cake was in tears.
How many?
Oh, this isn't going to get any better either. This is going to be bad right off from the front.
Uh-huh.
I just got kicked out of a secret cooking society.
You did.
I spilled the beans.
You spilled the beans.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bad dad jokes.
Bad dad jokes.
What's a frog's favorite type of shoes?
Oh, I should know this.
You should.
I don't know.
You can tell this one to your grandkids.
Uh-huh.
Open-toed sandals.
Okay.
Righty.
Why not?
Yeah. Blunt pencils are really pointless.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, I kind of have a, I don't know, I'm a little derelict that way. I have to have a sharp pencil.
That's just... this ain't sharp enough.
It's a pet peeve of mine. I don't know what it is. And, of course, now we have mechanical pencils, so it doesn't matter.
It just doesn't matter. Yeah.
All right. 6:30 is the best time on the clock, hands down.
Okay.
Yep.
I'll go with that.
Yep. Two Wi-Fi engineers got married. The reception was fantastic.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Yeah. Just got fired from my job as a set designer.
Set designer.
Yeah.
Okay.
I left without making a scene.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. What's the difference between ignorance and apathy? I don't know, and I don't care.
Yep.
One of the cows didn't produce milk today.
Oh, no.
Was an utter failure.
Utter failure.
Yeah, right.
Oh, dear.
Like the milk cow jumping over the barbed wire fence.
Oh, utter catastrophe.
Utter catastrophe, yeah.
What about when she was walking through the belly-deep grass?
Grass, yes.
Utterly tickled.
She was utterly tickled. I like those.
Yeah, those are good ones.
Yeah. All right. Adam and Eve were the first ones to ignore the Apple terms of conditions.
They kind of were.
Refusing to go to the gym is a form of resistance training.
Yes, it is.
Well, what are you doing today? Resistance training.
Resistance.
I am not going to the gym.
Forget about
it. Right, yep. I nicknamed my John the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
G-Y-M.
Yeah, so now I can say I went to the gym today.
Several times.
Yeah, right, yeah. Hey, if attacked by a mob of clowns, go for the juggler.
Go for the juggler, that's right.
Right.
Get him first.
Yeah. The man who invented Velcro has died.
Oh.
RIP. R.I.P.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Despite the high cost of living, it still remains very popular.
It truly is, yeah.
We got a great show coming
this week.
Bren Hill is riding along with us.
Yeah.
Waddy Mitchell has some poetry.
Nice.
Yeah. We have the Texas Trailhands, Marty Robbins, the Rifters.
Rifters.
The Rifters,
yes.
All right. Yes. But we're going to start off with one of our favorites all time, Bar J Wranglers.
Yeah.
They are riding for the Roundup.
springtime, on this we do agree.
Grass, trees, birds, and bees play their symphony.
My spirit sings, my horse has wings, because I'm gonna be
riding for the roundup in the springtime.
Yay!
Riding hell-bent for leather. Hear the hoofbeats pounding, man, my old Riata sing.
Yippee-yo!
Cause there just ain't nothing better. Riding for the roundup in the springtime.
You can hear those cowboys rousting from their bunks at early dawn. They check their gear and rigging as they cinch their saddles on. They've had their beans and bacon, cause the day is hard and long. Riding for the roundup in the springtime.
Yippee-yay! Riding hell-bent for leather. Hear the hoofbeats pounding and my old Riata sing.
Yippee-yo!
Cause there just ain't nothing better. Riding for the roundup in the springtime.
Well, it's out and riding circle across a rough and rugged land. Stride an eager pony, sitting tall and looking grand. I hazen to the gather, my old pony's a dipping sand. Riding for the roundup in the springtime.
Yippee-yay! Riding hell-bent for leather. Hear the hoofbeats pounding and my old Riata sing.
Yippee-yo!
Cause there just ain't nothing better. Riding for the roundup in the springtime.
You can smell the hair of burning and the calves are all frustrated. Mighty scared and lonely from their mother separated.
Feel the loop that drags them to the brand and iron that's weighted to mark them for the roundup in the spring.
When the dogies all are branded and we turn the critters out,
we're heading for the tavern, every cowboy knows the route.
As we're rolling back the carpet, all the cowboys give a shout. We'll be
riding for the roundup come next springtime.
Yay!
Riding hell-bent for leather. Hear the hoofbeats pounding and my old Riata sing.
Yippee-yo!
Cause there just ain't nothing better. Riding for the roundup in the springtime.
Riding for the roundup.
Riding for the roundup in the springtime.
Boy, I sure miss those old boys performing.
Oh, man, yeah.
My goodness. I swear, you know, Jackson Hole isn't the same.
It's not.
Since the Bar J Wranglers quit doing their thing.
It is not the same old place.
Well, it's not the same as it was in the 70s and 80s either.
No, not even close.
All right. We're not going to go there. Welcome to Clear Out West Radio Show. Glad you're riding along with us this week.
Absolutely.
Yep, we are sweating the petty things.
That's right.
This week, right?
That's right. Well, the reason I say sweat the petty things, if you take care of the small stuff, the large stuff will take care of itself.
Take care of itself. That is so exactly right. When you mentioned that should be our next topic, I got to thinking about it, and I did. I put some thought into it. I thought, man, isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
Groundwork. I have two words to say to you.
Yes.
Groundwork.
And it works with children, too.
And it could be even said that's one word, groundwork, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Prepare first.
Yeah. There's a few little tiny things that on every big project that hinges on the little stuff, right?
Oh, absolutely right.
You know, you got to have a frame.
Yeah.
Okay, let's put the frame up.
Sure.
And then let's do the groundwork.
Right.
All right? Let's get him softened up in the mouth, get him joined up.
Man.
And coming to you.
Hours, days, weeks, months.
Depends
of groundwork.
No. Depends on the animal.
Groundwork,
right?
Never ends.
That's right.
That's the other thing that I try to instill in my kids when training, is that your groundwork never ends. You've been doing this for years. Fine. You've just got him saddled up. Run through your groundwork really quick,
yep,
and you won't have any issues. I won't say you won't ever.
We are talking about an animal.
We shouldn't say
with
ever.
A brain.
Well, and an idiot on top of it.
Well,
right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go there. Right. Then,
yeah.
Right.
Right. I'm not saying you won't ever have problems, but that amount of groundwork.
Well, yeah, and it solves a lot of problems down the road.
Avoids,
right?
A lot of problems, and the problems could be smaller.
Absolutely.
When you get down the road,
they
right?
are.
Yeah. Well, you've harped on this for years, on Farrier's file imprinting.
Right.
Spend the time working with their feet.
Right. Absolutely. You know, and there's a misconception that imprinting happens anytime. No,
yeah.
It does not.
Right.
It happens within the first hour they're in the ground, on the ground.
Get after it.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you can, you have got to be there. You've got to be blowing in their nose, sticking their fingers in their nostrils, their mouth, their ears.
Ears, yeah.
And that's imprinting.
Playing with their feet and petting their legs and such. Then it continues after that. Okay,
that's right.
Might not be called imprinting after that.
No, that's called training.
Training after that. That's called sweating the
petty things. Exactly.
That, man, I'm telling you, there is so much to that. We're going to go through a bunch of this stuff, but we need to ditch out to a commercial right now. And when we come back, the Rifters are going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year's Real Buckaroo calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.